Joe Biden, no deportations for illegal aliens until they commit a felony. By John Binder on September 17, 2020. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is again vowing that he will not deport any illegal aliens in his first 100 days in office until they commit a felony against an American citizen. During an interview with Noticias Telemundo, Biden reiterated his plan to end deportations for at least 100 days, saying that only illegal aliens who commit felonies will be deported. After the deportation freeze, Biden has said he will prioritize convicted illegal alien felonies, indicating that illegal aliens would have to commit felonies and be convicted before they are ever deported from the United States. "There are going to be no deportations in the first 100 days of my administration. Freeze deportations for the first 100 days and the only people who will be deported are people who committed a felony while here," Biden said. "I can only imagine what it's like to see a family member deported. To me, it's all about family, beginning, middle, and end. That's not going to happen in my administration. It's simply not going to happen," Biden continued. Biden said his immigration plan includes amnesty for all 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens. "We're going to reinstate DACA, and then DACA illegal aliens are going to be part of what I'm going to send to the United States Congress is a total immigration bill to provide a pathway to citizenship for undocumented people in the United States of America. This is, it makes no sense why we wouldn't do that. They're part of the reason why we're growing." Biden, who oversaw the deportation of thousands of illegal aliens between 2008 and 2016, but now denounces President Trump for a similar policy, has attempted to angle his national immigration plan to appease the open borders lobby that has blasted him for failing to commit to ending all deportations of illegal aliens, regardless of criminal history. As Breitbart News has reported, research finds that deporting the 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens saves American taxpayers billions of dollars, compared to the costs they are forced to pay when illegal aliens are allowed to stay. "Deporting every illegal alien in the country would amount to a cost savings of about $622 billion over the course of a lifetime. This indicates that deporting illegal aliens is six times less costly than what it costs American taxpayers to currently subsidize the millions of illegal aliens living in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.